Hello, beauties. You are listening to the Beauty of the Nile podcast. I'm your host, Jasmine Mobley. The Beauty of the Nile podcast is your source for wonderful skincare tips, favorite skincare solutions, amazing advice, great conversation, and fabulous beauty inspiration, specifically for women of color from the experts on skin of color. We are here to affirm and amplify the beauty of brown skin in all shades, and to encourage women of color to care for and love our brown skin. We believe that skincare is healthcare and self-care. Each episode features a different guest who will be dropping dimes to help you best care for and love your brown skin. I'm excited to be here with you. Let's get started. Today, I'm here with Dana Sellers. Dana is a New York City-based beauty blogger, influencer, and creator of the Beauty in Color blog. Dana focuses on advocating for people with skin sensitivities and eczema. She provides in-depth product reviews, routines, tips, and ingredient breakdowns to make your skincare journey easier. Dana also hosts Wind Down Wednesday on Instagram, which includes unfiltered conversations about beauty trends, self-care journeys, and more. Dana, welcome to the Beauty of the Nile podcast. Yes. Okay. So I just want to jump right in. I know that you have a blog, aptly named the Beauty in Color blog, where you provide a lot of authentic product reviews and dive into your own skincare routine and in a really fun and engaging way. So what do you think that it means to your followers and anyone who comes into contact with the Beauty in Color blog to see you, a Black woman who looks like them and can relate to them trying different products and giving your honest opinion?
Well, I think representation is extremely important. You know, beauty products are really, they're fundamentally a part of how you view and see yourself. So it's important that you see people that look like you representing those products, discussing those products, advocating for those products, and really educating you as a consumer as you spend. You know, Black women spend a lot of money on beauty products. The beauty industry is huge, and it's a very lucrative business. So it's important that, you know, you feel represented, you feel heard, and you feel like as a consumer, you have a resource to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. Like if we spend a ton of money, I know I spend a ton of money on beauty in general, every end of the spectrum. So you're right. It's important to have to feel like you have people who represent you, educating you so you know what you're putting onto and into your body so that you're making good choices. Because like you said, beauty is not a one size fits all, I think, in any way.
Not at all. Not at all.
So I've been in love with Beauty in Color blog since I first found it a few years ago. So I'm super excited.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear that.
Yes, this is like very full circle for me. I think the first time I saw you was probably 3 years ago, maybe like at the beginning of the pandemic. So shortly after you started, it's been fun to, you know, see you grow. So
thank you very much. I mean, it's a passion project. I started the blog. I've always been into beauty, skincare, self-care. And I like to educate my family and friends. My family and friends actually encouraged me to start the blog because of how much I love to discuss it and educate people. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I have a finance background. So this is something where I'm using the other side of my brain. I'm doing something that I love. And it's something that I actually, you know, spend a lot of time on.
That's great. When you're passionate and something that you're really talented at can actually go hand in hand. I think that's great. And it's super clear, you know, watching you engage with your guests and your audience. So I just absolutely love that. And we talked about this a little bit before, but I know you do Wind Down Wednesday with Beauty in Color blog. Can you first talk a little bit about Wind Down Wednesday and how it came to be?
Absolutely. So Wind Down Wednesday is a series of candid conversations on Instagram. It's a live conversation. It can be with me by myself, but most of the time I am with a guest. It's another, it's a brand founder, another beauty content creator. And we are discussing various topics that my followers are interested in. I personally have eczema prone skin. So I do talk a lot about eczema and sensitive skin. And I love those conversations. I started that during the midst of the pandemic as a way to engage, since, of course, no one was meeting with each other face to face. And it was something that my audience absolutely enjoyed. I actually stopped it for a bit when I started going back into the office and was asked by many of my followers when we're going to start it back again. So, of course, it is back in full effect. And it really just gives me an opportunity to meet new beauty brand founders and beauty content creators while also educating my audience and engaging with them live.
That's super fun. I love watching it. I'm glad you brought it back.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wasn't one of the ones DMing you about it, but I was thinking about it. So I was glad to see you back. You talk a lot about how, you know, skincare and like really engaging in your skincare routine is luxurious and relaxing for you. Can you talk a little bit about some of the ways that you find it super luxurious and relaxing?
So, yes, I always say skincare is a form of self-care for me. And I say that because it's really time that I'm honoring myself. It is really a basic act of self-love and self-improvement. And it's like a ritual. So it's a getaway for me. So, you know, I think as Black women, we always like take on a lot and we try to, we are very strong, but you know, I think it's important that we take time for ourselves. I think it's something that helps me reduce anxiety. I think it is, you know, like, I really like that it's something time for me. So, you know, even if it's 10 minutes, it's a way for me to decompress. It's a way for me to calm down. And then of course I know that I'm, performing some type of self-improvement.
Yeah, I love that. I think you're so right, especially, you know, like you said, those super busy days or whatever is going on in life. It's nice to have some type of routine. And for me too, it's skincare and just taking care of my skin and knowing that I'm confident in what I'm putting on my skin and that it makes me feel good. I think you're right. That cannot be underrated. And I know that like that has to have some correlation to our mental health and how we feel about ourselves, you know, how we take care of ourselves. So I couldn't agree more. I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to talk about a little bit about kind of your biggest skincare concern. So you do your skincare routine. I think you have beautiful skin, but I'm sure there are things that bother you. You touched a little bit on eczema before, but can you talk a bit about some of those concerns?
Absolutely. So I was diagnosed with eczema in my teenage years. But one of the common concerns I have is dryness and dehydration. Mm-hmm. Dehydration is an all year round thing for me, even when it's humid outside. So I really focus on, you know, making sure my skin is hydrated, making sure my skin is moisturized, and making sure that it's calmed and soothed. And given that I have eczema, I'm always focused on making sure that my skin barrier is intact. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the products that I use focus on that. And even if I'm focusing on texture or, you know, right now I am experimenting with different types of retinoids since I'm officially 40. So but I always have to make sure I counteract those things. So, you know, I don't have a flare up or I don't have a reaction to something that may commonly cause a reaction.
Right. Exactly. Can you talk a little bit about, for everybody who's listening, who's not familiar with retinoids, can you talk about why you said as you've turned 40, you wanted to focus on using them?
So retinoids are really it's a scientific fact that it helps with anti-aging. Mm-hmm. But I know that they can commonly irritate and dry out the skin. So it's important to, one, have that balancing act, but also use products that are not extremely harsh on your skin. So, you know, I have friends that use tretinoin. I don't think my skin will ever be able to tolerate that. Now, I guess I shouldn't use the word ever because I maybe use it down the line. But I do think, you know, as I try out these options, you know, it helps with skin texture. It helps with fine lines and wrinkles. It helps with your collagen. So I do want to use it so I can benefit, you know, and we talk about well aging, but at the same time, I want to make sure that, you know, my skin isn't irritated. My skin doesn't have additional redness, or, you know, I have an eczema flare up because of trying to do too much with my skin. So I think it's important when you're using products like that, that you're also providing the hydration and nourishment. And sometimes I may go a little overboard. You know, I talk about...
Let's take a quick break here. Since you're listening, I want to make sure that you have access to all of the great Beauty of the Nile content. Make sure you're subscribed to the Beauty of the Nile newsletter. Of course, it's free. Just head on over to beautyofthenile.com. Enter your email to subscribe. It's super quick and easy. You can do it now. We'll be right here when you get back. Enjoy.
You know, I have, I might look a little bit like a glazed donut, but you know, it works for me. And you know, it has ensured that I haven't had real reactions to the products.
Yeah. I mean, there are worse things to be than overhydrated, right? What is, you can never be overdressed. Maybe you can never be overhydrated. I don't know. But I totally agree with that. And eczema is very common for all the women in my family, including myself. So I love how you talk about balancing what you use, obviously, because you may have other skin concerns besides eczema, but you don't want to cause, you know, worse problems for yourself or eczema flare-ups, which for people who are not familiar are incredibly painful and just uncomfortable and all the things. So I definitely relate to what you're talking about there. And this may be something that you don't do because of that, but I'm curious, because you're a beauty blogger, I'm sure you have the opportunity to do lots of different skincare treatments and facials and all those things. Have you tried any treatments like that to address these concerns, or do you kind of steer clear of those?
So I am a big fan of getting facials. I think having an expert look at my skin and provide me with kind of educate me on, you know, how my skin's doing, things that I may need to focus on that I'm not aware of, I think it's extremely important. I also like a nice thorough cleanse and skincare recommendations. So I do think those are important, and I get them seasonally. And I've had Botox before. I've gotten it done once, but that was over a year ago. I really loved Botox, but yeah. I also don't want to start something that I don't think I want to maintain.
Right. That would be the hard part, the keeping it up. It's like, yeah. It would be, for me, I think I'd be unhinged, but so I haven't tried it yet. But you look great, probably with or without it, I'm sure.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It's been a year. So
how often do people like redo their Botox? I'm not sure.
So if you're supposed to get Botox every 3 to 4 months, okay, in order to maintain it. Mine has been a year. I mean, I can see things that I feel like are not necessarily noticeable to, everyone else. Right. And I also think that it's not as much of a big deal for me, in my opinion. Yeah. I think one of the things that, has hurt us is being on Zoom, mm-hmm, and being able to, I mean, you are literally, you can critique yourself while you're in a meeting.
Right.
So I think it's just important to kind of be realistic. Mm-hmm. I want to be myself. I want to age gracefully. You know, I'm 40. And although, you know, I am focused on reducing fine lines, wrinkles, you know, making sure that my skin stays intact, I don't necessarily want to look like I'm 15 or 20 either. So right. I think it's just important to be realistic. But I think the facials are extremely important. Skin cancer screenings on an annual basis. I actually have a blog post that discusses my first experience. I went in there I went in there because I knew it was important, but also for research. And then actually had to do a biopsy on one of my moles. Luckily everything, you know, it was benign, but it's just important to really, you know, take the measures to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And moles pop up everywhere. It could be, you know, on your arm, on your face, on your chest. It could be at the bottoms of your feet. Right. So it is important for you to have an expert look at that, just to make sure that you don't get skin cancer.
Yeah, that is not what you want on a routine visit to the dermatologist. So
absolutely. But it's covered by, you know, if you have insurance, it's covered by your insurance, just like a physical. So I would absolutely recommend that. And then if you are having skin issues, I also would recommend going to a dermatologist just to seek some professional help.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that what you said is really true about being realistic about our skin as well. Like with all these treatments, you could do anything to your face, body, whatever nowadays. But I think your point about, you know, you want your best and your healthiest skin, you know, whatever that looks like, and you want to take care of it, right? But you don't need to be anybody else's version of perfect. So I think that was really great how you said that. And then another thing that stood out to me was just like, our skincare is healthcare in a lot of ways, right? Especially in the most serious ways of like cancer and things like that, but also just in the day to day. So I think it's really, I think it's great that you called out, you know, go see a dermatologist, go see a doctor, get routine checkups so you can catch something before it's something. And, you know, obviously
absolutely
take daily maintenance as well. So I think that's great. Okay. What are you going to say?
I just mentioned like with skincare, you know, as my platform has grown, I've just learned so much more about how skincare is healthcare.
Yes.
So your skin is a reflection of what's going on in your body. So, you know, for me, you know, we talk about eczema, you know, there are products that can irritate me. There are environmental stressors that can irritate me, but it's also some of the things that I consume. So for example, if I eat too much dairy, it shows on my skin and my face. Mm-hmm. You know, if I have too much sugar, which I absolutely love, it shows, you know, so right. I will break out. So it's my body, my skin is telling me, okay, you're doing too much. This is not, you know, your body's having a negative reaction to this. So, you know, it's always been interesting. You know, I'm trying to branch out of just the products because skincare is more than just products.
Right.
But I think that daily maintenance is also extremely important too.
Yeah, you make such a good point. And then one thing I've been thinking a lot about too is like supplements, like what do I put inside of me from that? You know, you mentioned collagen before. I know like I take a lot of biotin supplements. I take a lot of supplements. You wouldn't think I'm the age that I am for the amount of supplements that I have in my cabinet there. But I think you're really right. Like I try to watch what I eat. Sometimes I don't, but we're all human, like you said, being realistic. But I do think your point is a great one of like, just do the best you can. And it's not always just what you're putting on your skin, right? Because if it was, then we would never have a breakout, never have anything go wrong ever, because we don't have that under control. So I think that's such a great point. And I kind of want to switch gears a little bit and talk about, you know, how you feel about your beautiful brown skin and what that journey has been like for you. So have you ever had moments in your life from childhood to now where you've witnessed or experienced colorism personally?
I have. You know, ironically, you know, I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. And one of the best things about growing up in Detroit is you really got to see Black excellence at a young age. So yes. And I went to school in Atlanta where mm-hmm. I felt like I really experienced colorism, but I think one of the things that helped me was growing up in Detroit where I was able to see, you know, a lot of Black people doing well, they were in leadership roles. It really was such a great childhood in seeing how Black people can rule an area.
Yeah.
So I think it was a shock for me, but I was lucky enough to have the confidence by the time I went to Atlanta for college that, you know, it didn't rattle me as much. But I do think it's hard. I think it's important to just really love yourself. So I can see that, you know, having an issue where you are looking at yourself and thinking that you are less than, is so unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. And I feel like it's very common. And yeah. It's like, it's insidious, right? It doesn't just start now. It's centuries, right? Of stuff that affects us today. But, if, you know, when you've had these experiences or when you remember having them, what were some things that helped you to overcome, you know, when you went to Atlanta and you were experiencing colorism or witnessing it, what were some things mentally or physically that you did to be able to help yourself overcome some of those things?
Well, I mean, I think I also had some balance with it. So even living in Atlanta, I went to Spelman College. So you're able to see the diversity of, you know, intelligent Black women from all different places around the world. all different skin complexions, all different sizes. And then, of course, Morehouse was right across the parking lot. And you also, you know, get to see what one person thinks is beautiful is not really the same for another person.
Yep.
So it's really about kind of building confidence. Just because somebody has an opinion, it doesn't make it the opinion mm-hmm. or fact. So I think that's extremely important. I really think that having that balance helped me.
Yeah.
So whenever I questioned myself, I had something else to go to kind of refill my cup with confidence.
Right. Yeah. Like a strong foundation to go back to. I think that's so important. And I relate to that a lot. I think like growing up in my home, we have brown skin from very light to very dark all across the spectrum. And I didn't grow up valuing people based on that, right? I was like, everybody's beautiful. Beautiful is beautiful. You know, there wasn't really a discussion in our house other than that your brown skin is beautiful, that each one of us is. And I think definitely through Beauty of the Nile, that's something we want to do is celebrate brown skin on all ends of the spectrum, right? So that everybody loves their brown skin. To your point, none is more beautiful than the other, but really, like, I think where we thrive is as we uplift everybody and ourselves, right? It starts within. So I think that the way you said that is really good. I think it starts internally, solving a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick break here. Since you're listening, I want to make sure that you have access to all of the great Beauty of the Nile content. Make sure you're subscribed to the Beauty of the Nile newsletter. Of course, it's free. Just head on over to beautyofthenile.com. Enter your email to subscribe. It's super quick and easy. You can do it now. We'll be right here when you get back. Enjoy.
That's a good one. And you had like a good, sounds like a good foundation from home or growing up that you were able to lean on, which I think is important in so many ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, luckily, just like you said, I have a really diverse family. I have some diversity within my family members in terms of appearances, shade ranges, hair textures. Mm-hmm. So you just get to see the gamut, which I think is extremely important too. Just understanding that it really isn't one size fits all in terms of beauty.
Yeah, I think that's such a great answer. Okay, so when you hear me say, love your brown skin, what does that mean to you?
It means being confident in yourself. So I, you know, we talked a little bit about representation, and I think it's so important to see that beauty is all different shapes and sizes, shade ranges. So I think it's important that you are confident within yourself and understanding that, you know, you're beautiful no matter what.
I think that's such a great answer. And I couldn't agree more. So thank you for that answer.
No problem.
Yes. Okay. A related question. I know that we've had the pleasure of having to be a part of the Beauty of the Nile community for a while now, and I love having you. When I ask you, what does it mean to you? What is being a part of the Beauty of the Nile community and the Love Your Brown Skin movement? What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, we talked a little, of course, about representation, but I also think it's important, you know, you interview a diverse group of Black women from different backgrounds. So I know that you have interviewed dermatologists, doctors, you know, different content creators. I think it's important that we have that type of representation on different platforms. So you can see how people have grown in the beauty industry from different avenues. And understanding that, of course, there's success in beauty from all shapes and sizes. So I'm really honored to be on your podcast. I'm so excited that I was invited. You've had some very successful guests on your platform. So I'm absolutely happy to be included in that.
Awesome. Well, we love having you, and I'm thrilled to have you. Like you said, one of the things we want to really do is educate about skin of color, right? Like you said, in all shades and backgrounds and all of that. And I think to your point, education can come from so many places. And so I really love, like you said, the approachable way that you educate and review products, and it's so authentic. And so you're like the perfect fit, and I'm super glad that you're here. So
thank
we're just
you.
Both, we can just both be happy, both be glad about it. Okay, so my next question for you, if you were to say something to the Beauty of the Nile community, to people of color broadly, and you wanted to communicate with them, you know, this is how I want you to feel about yourself, about your beauty, what would you say?
I think it's important that you are able to be happy and confident with yourself without the makeup, without the filter, you know, really just being confident in your own skin. And, you know, when we talk about beauty, of course, we're talking about the skincare and makeup of it all. But it's really about being a holistically happy person. So when you look in the mirror, you're smiling and you're happy with yourself. So that of course, includes wellness, health, nutrition, whether it means going to therapy, sorting out issues, but really looking in the mirror and being happy with you. So get all the education you need, seek all the resources so you can be your best self.
I think that's so great. Yeah. Anything you can do to, you know, put in positivity, right? Take in positivity, you know, you'll start to believe it about yourself eventually.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that's fantastic. And I think that's definitely something that with Beauty of the Nile community, I want people to feel, right? I want you to feel like it's positive, it's uplifting, that it's for you. Like you said, because it's more than just the beauty that we see, although we all, you know, do care about that. So I love that answer. And my final question for you, if you had to recommend one person for me to interview next, who would that be and why?
Okay, so, you know, a couple people come to mind. So of course I love experts. So, Dr. Michelle Henry is a board certified dermatologist in New York, a Black woman. She actually did my first skin cancer screening. But she was very, I liked her because she's very thorough. I asked a lot of questions. She was able to answer them, you know, with ease and lots of explanation. And then in terms of a beauty content creator, I really think Fumi Monet would be a wonderful podcast guest. I've just seen her grow and flourish in this beauty industry. And she's absolutely an amazing person.
Awesome. Those are two great recommendations. I think that I follow both of them. So I'm definitely going to reach out to them and they can have you to thank for the recommendation. So I have just absolutely loved having you, Dana, today on the Beauty of the Nile podcast. So thank you for being a part of the Beauty of the Nile community, the Love Your Brown Skin movement, all the positivity that you've shown me and us and this community. So for anybody who wants to stay connected with you, where can they find you on social media?
You can follow me on Instagram. It's beautyincolor_official. I'm also, you can follow my blog. It's www.beautyincolor.blog. I post weekly, so please subscribe to the newsletter and check out all the details.
Wonderful. Okay, awesome. And we're over at Beauty of the Nile on Instagram, Facebook, all platforms, and beautyofthenile.com for skincare tips and tricks and recommendations. And so from all these experts of skin of color. So thank you, Dana, so much for being here. And
thank you for having me.
I hope you all have loved this conversation as much as I have. Dana was an amazing guest. I particularly loved her emphasis on the importance of understanding the ingredients we use on our skin and the need to embrace self-love in all things. I'm excited to continue to bring you amazing, empowering, enriching conversations for women of color from the experts on skin of color. Until next time, love your brown skin. This is Jasmine Mobley, and you've been listening to the Beauty of the Nile podcast. Beauty of the Nile is your source for wonderful skincare tips, favorite skincare solutions, amazing advice, great conversation, and fabulous beauty inspiration, specifically for women of color from the experts on skin of color. Love your brown skin. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for more stellar information and a new amazing guest who will be dropping gems. You won't want to miss it. For more great content, head to beautyofthenile.com to sign up for our free newsletter and to be the first to know what's next at Beauty of the Nile. Join us on Instagram and all social channels at Beauty of the Nile. And join our Facebook group, Beauty of the Nile Community. We can't wait to connect and grow with you. Until next week, enjoy life.